This is the third lesson of the lesson series about learning how to read Arabic texts without tashkil. In the previous two lessons, we have set some important foundations on how to acquire this skill. And we did that through following five steps, which will be the main focus of this lesson. So if you still haven't watched that lesson yet, or want to refresh your memory, then I highly recommend that you do that before proceeding with this one. And in this lesson, I will provide you with the most important sources and tools that will help you go through each of these steps. All these sources and tools are 100% free and can be accessed through our website. Stay tuned to the end of the lesson to know how to access them properly. So, step number one was not to read any text without tashkil yet. But how can you do that? Well, obviously, in the beginning, it is not advisable to work with texts that have no tashkil. But Arabic sources don't always have tashkil signs. So if you have to deal with something like that, what do you do then? Well, then this tool is going to be very necessary when you have to deal with a text that has no tashkil. I'm talking about an online tool called Shekkil.ly. In short, this tool enables you to add pretty accurate tashkil on any Arabic text, instantly and automatically. So all you need to do is type in whatever text you wanted to get tashkil. You can also copy and paste the tashkil in question. And then you click on Ibda'i tashkil, and then the tashkil will be placed on words. You can then use the text however you want, or just simply copy and paste it somewhere else. Not just that, it enables you to add case endings depending on the context of each word. This can help you establish some facts about the functions of each word in the sentence. But I have to say that this is an automatic tool, which means it is not perfect. Like the example here in these two words, which are supposed to have fatha at the end of the word, rather than a dhamma, because they are maf'ul bihi, or an object. But it is certainly a good place to start, and is certainly better than no tashkil at all, if you want to read a text bare of tashkil signs. It also has other functions, like when you hover over a word, it will give you the option to show you the meaning of the word and also the translation. You can also click on the second option, which means it will give you a synonym for the same word. So this was how to deal with step number one. Now, moving to step number two, learning the vowel system. Well, obviously, there are lots of sources out there about this topic. But I will recommend the mini-series you can find on our channel, which explains the basics of the vowel system in Arabic. Also, don't forget to watch this lesson if you haven't done that already, which also lays some incredibly important foundations in learning the system with which Arabic words are made, and how to predict the placement of some vowels in Arabic. The links for all of these lessons will be given in the description. Step number three was reading a lot of text with tashkil. But where can I find that, and what is the best source for this? Well, then I give you this source, which is possibly the most important one. It is a book called Qasasun Nabiyyin. This book contains lots of texts in full tashkil. The advantage of this book is that it contains all the stories of the prophets, peace and blessings be on all of them, based on the revelations of the Quran and the Sunnah. The stories are told in very simple language, and you can directly see that the sentences are very short and easy to follow. But as you progress through the book, the sentences get longer and a bit more complicated, to help you develop your skills gradually. Another big advantage is that these stories will be familiar to you if you've ever read the Quran before, or even its translation. So you will see words here and there that are familiar to you, which helps you move forward with a lot of confidence. And because this book is such a good source for learning, it will, inshallah, be explained word for word in its entirety on this channel. So let us know in the comments if this is something you would like to see soon, insha'Allah. Well, in step number 4, you're supposed to read familiar texts without tashkil. Familiar texts are texts that you have read before with tashkil. And for this step, I have already recommended a website called Ad-Durarus Sanniyya and explained how you can utilize this source in the previous lesson. But there's also another website that can help you greatly with this step and with much broader range of topics. I'm talking about Al Jazeera Learning Platform. Al Jazeera is a news outlet from Qatar, and it offers some tools that could be very helpful for learners of different levels. One of the most important features they offer is their article section, which is found in 3 different levels: beginners, intermediate, and advanced. Each of these levels is broken down to other secondary levels within. With each article, you'll see that there is a word list on the right, some expressions too and their translation, and there's also a number of comprehension questions at the end of the text to see if you understood the text or not. But the most important feature is the ability to add or remove the tashkil from the texts. Also, many texts are taken from their news reports, which means you'll find that they have added the recording of the text itself, which kind of works like an audiobook. And this could be very helpful for new learners too. So with this source, you can use the texts here first with tashkil, and then use them another time without the tashkil and see how you can perform, because this is exactly the process that you should be going through at this stage. Now, the final step is reading new texts without tashkil. Now, reading new texts without tashkil could be found anywhere on the internet. Basically, most Arabic websites do not have tashkil in them. So there is more than enough sources to provide for this step. Still, I consider this to be the most important step, since you will have to do a lot of self-learning and also self-researching to find your way through. And for this, I have a couple of tools that can give you a great advantage in this journey. The first one is a Microsoft Word add-on, which means it is a small program that you can add to your Microsoft Word, and it adds new functionality to your program. After installing this, you'll see that you have a new tab in the main menu of Word. In this menu, you will see the main functions that this tool offers. And since this tool is all in Arabic, I'll quickly show you what this tool can do for you. The first icon is التصحيح الإملائي, which means it will check the sentence you type in for grammar and also other types of mistakes. So if you've entered a sentence that contains some mistakes, and then you clicked on the icon, it will detect the mistakes and correct them accordingly. So here I'm entering a text that already has 2 mistakes to demonstrate how this works. You will also see that there's a little window indicating the number of mistakes it found in your text, and you will also see that the text has been fixed, and then it highlights the words that it fixed for you. This tool also contains the tashkil function, which works exactly like the one we've shown previously. Enter the text, select the part you want to work with, and then click on the tashkil icon, and that's it. The good thing here is that you can quickly change the case endings if necessary without having to go into any further steps. Also, this tool can look up synonyms for certain words for you, and the synonyms are given on the right side, as you can see. And there's also another functionality which enables you to look up words as if you do in a normal dictionary. Let's enter the word Jamil. So then you will see the synonym, Hasan, Wasim, and also the translation, handsome. This program is also particularly useful to use with words you don't understand in the Quran and are not frequently mentioned. Let's enter the word Hayhat. So you will see that it explains it to you, and when you click on Al-Mazid, which means more information, it will take you to the page of the word on their website and also show you where it was mentioned in the Quran. But this tool shines the most when you use it with verbs. Because when you enter a verb root that has many variations, like the verb we worked with in the previous lesson. Del, ra, sin. And then you look it up. And then you click on more information to go to the page of the word. It will show you all the possible variations of that verb and what each variation means in English. And it also provides examples for each of them. So this means, depending on the context of your sentence, you will be able to figure out which one fits the best with the sentence you are working with. And you can do all of this on your own. So for any Arabic learner, and especially those who want to develop their language skill and read without needing tashkil, this tool is absolutely indispensable and is a must-have. The second tool is the verb conjugator tool, قطرب. This tool is a small database which enables you to fully conjugate any Arabic verb by giving you all the possible pronouns and their additions. So let's type, for example, the verb كتب. And by the way, you can change the font here to make it look bigger or cleaner, or adjust it to whatever you like. Anyway, so you will see that you have the verb broken down with all the possible pronouns in the active state. And by clicking here, it will take you to the passive state. This tool also works with verbs that have more than three letters, basically any verb. And for a beginner with Arabic grammar, using this tool to get around Arabic verbs is very essential and will definitely benefit you a lot in your journey. So, how do you find these tools? Well, the links for these tools will be available in the description of this lesson. And you can also find the books, the tools, and the little programs available through our website, Arabic101.org. You will also find many other sources and tools that you can use to help you learn better and faster. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.